JIS Radio presents The Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
The Office of the Prime Minister is committed to placing the country on a firm path towards growth and development, working to implement policies and initiatives that will enable Jamaica to achieve its Vision 2030 development goal of becoming the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
As we resolve to achieve greater levels of investment, economic growth, and job creation, the government that I lead is also committed to preserving the social gains and the programs to protect the less fortunate. We will continue our economic reform program with a focus on creating a more robust environment for business expansion, job creation, and high levels of economic growth.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. Improving the living conditions of the nation's people is one of the OPM's key social development goals. In March, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller handed over keys to 66 families in Hampden Heights, Trelawney, under the First Step Homes program. This program aims to build 3,000 new housing solutions for low-income earners over a five-year period. The Prime Minister also handed out 464 land titles to beneficiaries of settlements in St. Anne, St. Mary, Portland, St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth during the year. The titles were distributed under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. In the same vein, the Prime Minister commissioned the supply of electricity into the community of Barry St. Catherine in September, much to the satisfaction of residents.
I know what it is for children to be doing schoolwork with a lamp, and I do not want the children of today to have to experience what we, the older ones, experienced in our time. And so I'm pushing my minister to ensure he's now 97%, I want 100% coverage.
The project was carried out by the Rural Electrification Program, REP, at a cost of $14 million. Still on the development agenda, the Prime Minister officially opened the Linstead to Manigue leg of the North-South Highway on August 5. The highway has drastically reduced the time and difficulties of traveling between the northern and southern sections of the island, opening the door for numerous social and economic benefits. As the nation grappled with the debilitating chikungunya virus throughout the second half of the year, the Prime Minister took sustained personal interest in helping the sick and managing the spread of the illness. In October, Mrs. Simpson-Miller activated the National Emergency Response Machinery to coordinate action and resources in tackling the chikungunya outbreak and the threat of Ebola. A sum of $500 million was allocated to the initiative.
The fight to ensure the health of the nation can only be won if we all display personal responsibility in our homes, workplaces, and communities. The government continues to put systems in place and to do all we can.
On the international scene, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller actively sought to solidify Jamaica's reputation through numerous partnerships with both regional and external territories. Earlier this year, the government signed 7 support agreements with the European Union, which provided over $12 billion in grant funding to critical areas such as justice, community development, poverty reduction and income-generating projects, and technical capacity building. With perhaps no sector closer to her heart than education, the Prime Minister was pleased to participate in the establishment of several educational institutions. The Prime Minister officially opened the renovated Walders Run Early Childhood Institution in August. The Marley Hill Infant School in St. Catherine was opened in April. In September, a $24 million Information Technology Resource and Skills Training Center was commissioned in the Southwest St. Andrew community of Caribbean Palm Estate. Achieving all the targets of the growth agenda is dependent on cooperation from all sections of society, and Mrs. Simpson-Miller is committed to fostering the necessary partnerships to ensure that Jamaica's development goals are met.
I see a bright future ahead of us. We must all work that much harder. Let us work together to build a bright and glorious future for Jamaica, land we love.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.